hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Kat, your host, and today I want to talk about multidimensionality. I don't even know if this is an English word, but I will use it anyways. So, we are multidimensional beings. That should be, like, so obvious. But for my generation, in a professional setting, that was rather frowned upon, and for the generations before me, it definitely was. So you had one label. You were the doctor. You were the bank manager. You were the surgeon. You were the handyman. So whatever your profession was, that was your label. You got trained in one profession. You did the profession, and you were labeled, and were the expert in that profession, and then your work life ended, and that was it. I feel that is very short-sighted. We are all multidimensional. We are all capable and interested in more than one field. I was reminded of that today when someone that I studied with posted something on LinkedIn, which, by the way, is my favorite social media tool at the moment, or social media service. So she is a really successful marketing executive now, but she has actually studied fashion design alongside myself in Milan. So I know she is a very gifted and talented designer and creative, but usually she's posting about the company, about their strategies, about their marketing campaigns. But today she posted about her migraine, and she did that by posting a picture she painted. Because of the migraine, she was not allowed to use the computer. She was not allowed to go near any screen because it was just too much. So she did what she was most apt at to get distracted, and that was painting with acrylics. And she painted a beautiful picture that kind of made visible her pain. And she posted that that really felt good to paint, and that we really take too little time out of our days and our lives to do what we really like and what we really need to get, like, filled up again with life force, basically. And I was reminded that you can be more than one thing. Just because she can paint beautifully doesn't make her any less capable at being an extraordinary marketing manager, and vice versa. And I know that in the business world, we are often told that we need to niche down, to target a niche market, to become the expert in one field and not get distracted by too many things. I do agree that this is, from a marketing perspective, a good advice, because you want to trust someone with your health, your finances, your relationships, just when you know they are an expert and not just like some hobby that they're doing. I totally get that. But we can be good at more than one thing. So on the one hand, yes, there should be a marketing strategy targeting one specific niche, targeting one specific client so they know what they are getting and they will receive by the different algorithms what they're looking for. So you really need to hone that message. I totally agree. But when it comes to the personal level, I like to see more multi-passionate professionals out there, especially on LinkedIn. I feel it is always just one side of them. So it's just that one profession that they're burning for, or that they are promoting, or that they're trying to show their expertise in, which is fine. And lately, it's most showing your expertise and your takings on the world and showing that you're a parent. Probably my algorithm is now so, because I always read those posts because I am a working parent and I always like to join into the conversation. But there are very few examples of people who are passionate and capable of two different things or more even, say marketing executive and artist, or singer and bank manager. I mean, this is really, you know, unlikely, but I would love to see more of that. And to make people aware that you have more than one side, and I don't see it as a flaw. Yes, in earlier times, it was also a flaw to have a CV which did not account for every single day that you lived on Earth. If you had like a 2-month gap, very tough to explain. Like when I was young and I was starting in the work field, I had some, you know, I don't have the straightest CV on earth. And I really had to explain and had to find good explanations. Otherwise, I would just be kicked out again. And nowadays, it's like the most normal thing to have like a 2 month, 6 month, 12 month gap in there. Just like, oh yeah, I wanted to see the world. I was just like going around and I was trying things. And that is just the most normal thing ever. And people actually expect it because they know they don't have someone in front of them that is just like book smart. You know, I was a very straight A student. I was. And I know that makes me kind of, I don't know, unrelatable, or, you know, people might not like that, but I worked hard for that. It didn't come naturally to me because I thought I needed to have good grades to get a good job. And I think I missed out on a lot of life experience. And I said no to far too many things to get straight A's. And if I had to give someone an advice today, it would be to don't put too much importance on grades. Have grades that will keep the options open, options that you might want to follow up on. Say, get as good grades that you can attend university. Don't let your grades ban you from doing that later on. So yes, have good grades so you can study, but grades are not everything. If I read up now on different Gen Z startups and new companies which were founded by Gen Z people, Gen Settler, I don't know how you call them, they're saying they don't give a shit about grades. They don't care. If they want to hire someone, it's because they're passionate, because they have experience, because they have a worldview, because the philosophy is the same. And they want like well-rounded personalities and not like just book smart nerds. And I think this is such a healthy attitude towards the workforce, because if we're all just regurgitating what is being told in school and in university, you don't get innovation, you don't get flexibility, you just get the same old to new problems. I think in the last episode, I was talking about that we need like innovation. We need new systems in place. And acknowledging that we are multidimensional, that we have different capabilities and that we are allowed to follow them and show them to the world will make it so much easier to find the right match to a certain project, to a certain job, because you get a well-rounded picture of who people are. I mean, with social media, we are all pretty much transparent. So if I, or you, apply for a job, people just have to stalk us on LinkedIn and they know what we were up to. So sending in a CV is not the most important thing in the world anymore. And sending in your grades is not the most important thing in the world anymore. Because prior to that, they can get a very good picture of who you are on social media via your Instagram, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, what you post, what you comment, what your view on the world is. And that is a good thing because they get a feeling of who you are. Because let's face it, if you just apply via a CV and you have very good grades and you come in and like for an hour, you kind of get along, well, it doesn't mean that you're a perfect match. But if you get to know the company via their different personalities that are posting and commenting on things, and you showing who you truly are, is going to make it so much more likely that you and your future employer are just a match made in heaven. And quite honestly, if it's not a match, if they see something that they don't like because you like to sing in a night bar, is night bar even a word? Well, night bar. Well, then maybe they are not the right fit for you because you like that. You like to sing, you like to perform. Well, yeah, then maybe you need someone else. So this is from like the hiring perspective. But also, as I said before, from an economic perspective, acknowledging that we are multi-passionate people, that we can do multiple things, is also really good for innovation, for keeping things ahead of the curve, in finding new ways of solving problems or challenges in the economic field. And also, if you're multi-passionate, you might have different streams of income because you are employed in your earning something there, but you're also having a side gig where you are, I don't know, singing, knitting, I don't know, whatever you do. Have a little online business maybe. You have money coming in there. So there's much more probability that you won't rely on social welfare when you are getting older. And also, it is highly unlikely that you will go into early retirement and fully need social system support from the government because you have different avenues of pursuing. So maybe you have a illness or something or a physical inability that makes it hard for you to pursue one career. But since you are multi-passionate, you have been honing skills in different fields, you are so much more likely to just focus on something else because you're equipped, you are passionate about it, you are educated in it. So it's so much less risk for the economy and for the social welfare system if we have different income streams. And also from a mental health perspective, I think it's really important to talk about that because I feel, especially in earlier times, I mean, it's been changing with Gen Z, but older generations like me and, well, those around my age, we usually had to suppress one part of us because we needed to live up to one picture, to one job, to how we perceived to have to be, to have a certain position in a company. But if you're allowed to express different versions of you and see where this is heading, I mean, if you can be open and communicated and let people see that you have different companies, businesses, passions, you feel probably more whole. You will feel more like you because you're allowed to be you and you do not have to suppress that. You don't have to mask that. You don't have to compartmentalize your being. And I think this is also one very important part of mental health, to be allowed to be yourself in different avenues. And not only for self-employed people and entrepreneurs, but also for the employed people. You're allowed to be who you are as long as you're not hurting the business of your employer, of course. But I think this is important to acknowledge that. And so today it is an asset to be a multi-passionate, multifaceted professional, I think. And I got inspired by a colleague of mine. So he is working as a sales professional in our company. And he started a underwear label for men. It does have certain connections, like he's very much promoting sustainable solutions, and that is a very sustainable yet well-fitting underwear label. So it does have connections with his core values, which I think is important. But still, he just founded that label. And that is fine. So he is doing his job very, very well, being a salesperson. But his underwear label is also his passion. He likes it. He wanted such a product. He didn't find it. And it's just who he is. He has those both things and he promotes them both. And he is who he is. And I got really inspired by him. He's a fascinating person all over. So, so I think today it is good and respected and even, I think, expected to show who you are, to follow those different streams of curiosity and follow those. I think the more you experience, the clearer you become on what really is what you want to do. I think if you follow Gary Vee, this is the one thing he reiterates again and again and again, that like your 20s and 30s, just try things. Try them, see what you're good at, see if that works, see if this is something you want to do. And again, I don't only see that working for entrepreneurs. Even if you have like a corporate career, try things, be open about it, and just fully own who you are, even to your professional community. I think this is, as I said, valuable and important in different planes of your life, professional and mental health wise. So live the extraordinary life that you were giving, be the extraordinary person that you are, and just Shine your light. That's it. That's what I wanted to share with you. So I have changed my LinkedIn handle to be like multi-passionate professional. And to be quite honest, I feel so much better as if I can finally be seen. So maybe this is the same experience for you. Let me know what you think about that. And I really look forward to talking to you next week. Bye.